is not always our friend. Sometimes our memory can dredge up things that we would to God we never remembered. But here at this table is a place where your memory is your friend. It's your minister. Your memory can minister to you effectively. You want your memory at this time to be under the dominion of your faith. Your faith is versatile. This table, Jesus is going to ask our faith to reach back into a period of time far beyond us. It can reach back into eternity, where in the council chambers of eternity, God determined a lamb to be slain for the sins of the world. It can reach back to a time when divested of the prerogatives of deity and stripped of divine power, without understanding, without perception, without the ability to communicate, the Son of God entered into the world as a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. You can reach back to the time when Jesus grappled in Gethsemane's garden with the awesome temptation not to go through with this. And he triumphed over the devil there as he said, "Not my will, but thine be done." It can reach back to the cross of Christ, where there, hanging in ignominy and shame, the Son of God voluntarily laid down his life. No man took it from him. He said, "I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again." And were it not for our sin, he would have been required to do neither. And your faith can reach up now into the very throne room of God, where the Son of God ever lives to make intercession for us, effective intercession for us. And your mind by faith can reach forward to the day when Jesus will descend from heaven to take us unto himself, so that where he is, there we may be also. I would focus your attention on a short expression in Revelation 1, 5 through 6. This is a word from Jesus Christ. I say this is from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the first begotten from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Jesus is a faithful witness. He told his disciples on the eve of his betrayal, during a time when he said, "With desire, I've desired to eat this Passover with you." He said, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." And that's true of everything Jesus said. But more importantly, it's true of the focus of his words. He prayed to his Father on the night of his betrayal. He said, "Father, I want my people to be where I am." When he spoke to his disciples the eve of his departure, he said, "I will take you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." What Jesus said about the Father is true. The Father loves us. The Father sent him. Father told him what to say. Father told him what to do. Father raised him from the dead. Father brought him up into heaven. The Father set him down at his right hand, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool, and his Father knows when he's coming back. Faithful witness. Jesus has told us about this table that this bread is my body, which is broken for you. If it hadn't have been for you, it wouldn't have been broken. There was no virtue in the breaking of Christ's body aside from the redemption of fallen humanity. There was no need for it. There was no glory in it. There was no virtue in it apart from fallen humanity. And this cup is the New Testament in my blood, he said. The New Testament, the New Covenant, the one that promises I'll write my law in their minds and put it in their hearts. They'll be my people, I'll be their God. They'll have no need for anybody to teach them, know the Lord. They'll all know me from the least to the greatest, and I'll remember their sins no more. When you take this cup tonight, that New Testament is as close and as much a part of you as that cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. So I call upon you to summon up now your memory. Exhort your soul to ponder your Savior. To think about Him, not about yourself. This is the wrong time to think about your sin. This is the wrong time to confess your sin. It's the wrong time. This is the time to remember Christ. And it will sanctify your soul. Dear Heavenly Father, tonight, help our memories to be worthy of your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.